The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
We keep shouting we're kingdom citizens, but we need to have the kingdom mindset, outlook, and then have the kingdom skills to be able to drive the kingdom agenda. If you heard her talking about politics, she said a question: if they call you to government house now and you have 5 minutes to talk to the governor of Edo State on ideas on how to solve problems in the area of cultism, what ideas will you bring? Or you have opportunity, you know, we pray in church, Lord, let me break through. How do we pray those prayers? Lord, those are the words I want to hammer. Now, when you hammer, one of the ways, he won't stone money from heaven. He will bring money in terms of opportunity. You also heard her saying that she had opportunity to go for a training. She went for a training in the UN. Another opportunity came from there. She said, I'm not ready. That one passed. And she kept saying, may God also present opportunities. So sometimes opportunity can appear like a problem. Some other times opportunity can appear as someone and you're sitting down and you have God just put two of you together, 5 minutes, so that the prayers you prayed 2 years ago will bring an answer. That's why we go for training. Someone said to me, people are always doing program. No, we're not always doing program. We're always doing training. When we finish this training, we go for another one. The modern society is divided into 8 spheres of influence. The modern society, there are gates of society. Those who are going to influence those gates must have the necessary skill as well of the right mindset to be able to do the things that we're to, except you want to do it like every other person. The person who is using crime to try to advance himself forward feels is a skill. But like I said to you, 5 loaves of bread was supposed to serve 15 people. But when the limitation is broken, it can serve 5,000 people. This is one training that will help you to influence more people in your world. All right? There are some messages here that will help you. Sex on tiptoes. Releasing destinies from the courts of heaven. I will recommend this for everybody. Last month, I led 264 women from 7 nations of the world. We use this material, asking God that any part of our book that is closed be opened. Any part. This was the material we used. As at last week, we're at the 57th testimony. As at last week. This is in 3 weeks, few days. We're on the 57th. Just some things that couldn't happen yesterday. We don't understand what is happening. The women are saying, let us repeat it again. As at yesterday, there was no name. They haven't called me. Sweet names. So I can go and repeat it again. I tell them, I hear. So I want to recommend this, even if you get no message from here, especially those of us who are young, get this message. Not only for yourself, recommend it for your friends. Even your parents need to get this, because there are some things that they have done that they need to, the books need to close. And there are some aspects of our lives that need to open. This is very important. And then you have 7 act play and all other messages overcoming sexual lust, teaching your children, recognizing your partner, go and call your husband or your wife, parenting seminar, dealing with depression. So many messages. 5 ways emotional abuse can damage a person. These messages are there to help you try and get where. There are books there. Transformation Starts With You. When Nedu was talking, he mentioned it. He said it's not a cliche. Transformation actually starts with you. Have my slide on. I think somehow, I'm always going from one train to another. And most times, the kind of man God helped us to marry is a person that is giving to knowledge. So either I'm coming out from one training. In fact, sometimes me and Chichi will be talking. He say, you know, go rest. So either I'm coming out. He sent me on a training. I went for a training in Ghana, organized by Dr. Bako, Institute of Economic Affairs. I told him, I don't know why you're sending me on a training on economic affairs. I don't see how that has affected me. I went for that training. We did it for 6 days. 6 days intensive. It was hectic. You start by 8, you end by 6. You start by 8, you end by 6. There is an aspect, something I saw in that training that I think I should share with this house. Dr. Bako is a man that God has graced. Very, very, very graced. He's a pastor. But I saw this and I saw that that's what where that topic came. Timeless currency of relationship. So we're going to do a little bit interactive and I'm watching my time. What is currency? What is currency, friends? A medium of exchange. Thank you, my daughter. She says currency is a medium of exchange. So when they say timeless currency of relationship, we're talking about a medium of exchange that is timeless. That's what we're talking about. Timeless currency of relationship. One of our daughters here already said that is a medium of exchange and a unit of account. So which means if you're talking about in terms of economics, you'll be looking at numbers. It's portable. It's durable. You can divide it. It's interchangeable. Currency is something that moves. So because it moves, I can move it from here and take it there. Durable, it lasts. It divisible, I can divide and give you some change. Two of us can exchange it. This is what you're looking at. It's a tool for trading. It's a tool for trading. It has value. Ladies and gentlemen, leave this with you. There are physical currencies, there are spiritual currencies. I'm running for time. There are physical currencies, there are spiritual currencies. So I'm not just looking at currency like the one that you share in the market. I want to show you the different currencies and then show you the one. See whether we can stop somewhere. But we're working for time. It says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat." So if you don't have money, what are you going to use to buy? "Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Think with me. If I don't have money, what am I going to use to buy? You're asking me to buy something that I need." Chichi just said now, you should buy training. She asked us, where are you? Who are you? Where are you going? What is stopping you? I wrote all of those down because I must find life questions, answers for this. Because generations will ask me, who are your circle of influencers? You must sit down and think about those things. All these things, if you're going to do them, you're going to use currency. But the currency you're going to use is not the currency that you know, the one you know. He said, why do you spend money for what is not bread? It means that some of us are actually spending money. And your wages for what does not satisfy. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance. So some of us are really, really spending money. But the point is that what you're spending money in exchange, they said it's a medium of exchange. You are spending money. You are spending time. You're spending your experiences. You're spending it. You're exchanging it for something. What we are now asking you is that look back. The thing you have exchanged your time for is the juice worth the squeeze. It's a question only you can answer. What have you spent your energy? What have you spent your time? Look at those things and ask yourself, did I waste my time? Did I lose my time? Then he started talking about, so take your time and finish reading these scriptures. Take your time and finish reading. Let me show you different kinds of currencies. I want to show you spiritual currencies. The name of Jesus is a currency. The word of God is a currency. The blood of Jesus is a currency. Love is a currency. All these are spiritual currencies that many of us, you have them at your disposal, you do not even know how to use them. May God give us understanding in the name of Jesus. If you don't understand this, you can have this and still be suffering for what you shouldn't suffer. What else is a currency? Dedication, commitment, devotions. They are currencies. Sacrifice is currency. I can use the bad to explain the good for you. There was a time some boys were going around looking for where to buy steel pants and sell. What were they using it for? I've heard stories about a man, a little boy, who was told to sleep with his mom for money. All that is sacrifice. So sacrifice is a form of currency. These devotions you do, that you play with, is currency. It's a currency. It is a medium of exchange. I have limited time, so I can't expatiate on them. Your dedication, the things, your dedications to God, your dedication to your future, your dedication to the things of God is a medium of exchange. You can actually exchange it for a better value. He said, why waste your wages for things that don't have value? So the next time you waste, you it's time to pray. You waste it. What you have done is you have thrown away a currency. You have wasted a medium of exchange. Because when you exchange your prayers, exchange your commitments, those of you who are in the choir, you go for that choir practice, you are exchanging something. You are dedicated to football. Anything you give your dedication, you are exchanging something. It's a medium of exchange. And then, of course, I can't overemphasize sacrifice. You know what sacrifice is? Then, another medium of exchange is music. These are spiritual currencies. I will take time and expand on each one after the other. Some of them in Fem Foundation have heard this story. A man who hired a place to do business. But while he was doing that business, he noticed things were not moving in that business. But he noticed that the walls were crying out against him. It's in the Bible. The Bible says the stones will cry out. The person, the original owner of the place, had dedicated the place to things and given the place an instruction. Listen, someone can give this city an instruction. Someone can give your school an instruction. Anything you dedicate something to determines the instruction that thing will obey. For instance, if I'm the governor of Edo State and I serve Shango, the atmosphere over me, the rulership, the spiritual rulership over me is under Shango. So I take instructions from Shango. If you check Daniel, the prince of Persia was the one that is ruling. Oh wait, I don't have time to talk about all of this. What the man used to break that stronghold was music. He was praying. The Lord told him, bring in musicians. He bought band, bought everything there is in music, and they were praying. Before they start, they'll first of all spend time to release God's presence over that place. It's a currency. In this movement where I am, again and again, we do Key of David for 12 hours. We do Avalanche for 48 hours. It's not an entertainment. Entertainment means to amuse. No, we're not there to amuse you. To amuse means not to think. What are we doing? We're releasing, we're using the currency of music to do an exchange in the realm of the spirit. So the kind of music you play in your room, you are exchanging something. If you are playing soapy and you are dancing it, you are exchanging something. The day the thing you bought, the thing you ordered for, the day it will show, all of a sudden you will discover that there is spirit of masturbation everywhere. Be careful. Let's quickly go. As I finish, spiritual exercise is a currency. Spiritual exercise is a currency. And what are the things you can take for? What do I mean by spiritual exercise? There is the exercise of the word, prayer, hearing the word of God, obedience. All these are currencies. Is someone writing? All these are currencies. Listen, you have only one shot at life, only one. Shoot it and give it your best shot. Spiritual exercise. What else is spiritual exercise? I've shown you four. I want to show you another four. These are currencies. The next four is fasting. Exercising your spirit, soul, and body. So you see, you pray in tongues. You spend time to read. It's a currency. When you're doing that, Chichi spoke about it, you are developing your mind. And then exercise of the body. These are currencies. Practicing the presence of God. These are currencies. Now, when you are in the presence of God, these are spiritual, I'm talking about spiritual currencies now. When you are in the presence of God, ma, when you are in the presence of God, sir, what are you doing? You are actually exchanging your weakness for his strength. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Those of you who are in the fast, breaking the limits, the limitations inside you, the things you see inside you that is less than who you were created to be. Some of the manifestations, you look and say, this is not me. There are some things, there are some behaviors you see. You say, no, this is not me. I'm not this hypocritical. This rage I see in me is not me at all. Then you should cry for help. There are some movies you see that you watch. It's not me. How do you exchange those things for something better? That's what we're talking about. And then for the purpose of this discussion, let's look at physical currencies. Number one, you have relationships. Did you see money? Someone you need today, you trivialize the person. You might need the person tomorrow. Don't conclude that someone is not important. Because the person's background, imagine Chinedu that spoke to us, the first speaker today. You saw him several years ago and concluded on him because his parents didn't have money, because he grew in Omoma Road, because he didn't have the kind of privileges you conclude on the person. You treat the person badly, you are rude to the person, you treat the person very shabbily. Look at today. Look at how things have changed. So, relationship is cash. Relationship is key. Where are the relationships that you threw away? So, one of the things we do is to teach ourselves, teach you how to maximize relationship. Listen, okra may bend today. You don't know how it will look tomorrow. You may throw up a leaf when it's falling with its back. Before you know it, before it gets to the ground, it will open. Tell your neighbor, be careful how you treat me. I want you to say it again. I just want to list these things for you. And then we're going to take a seminar on each of them. Some of us are very poor on relationship. And the reason why we are poor on relationship is that we are broken. Imagine if there was no relationship between Chichi and his mentor, and her mentor, who says to Chichi, all these people around your life, none of them will last. It is this person who was able to give her a good advice. She won't be telling this story she's telling today. She has told me several, he said, when I look at the shirt, is it the shirt we are talking about? Do you know I almost didn't marry Pastor Ben? You know why? When he came, his ear was big. I didn't know because he was slim. I looked at the ear. I said, no, it means that when I give birth, my children's ear will be like it. So some of us have made permanent decisions on temporary situations. Every day, I say, oh, thank you. You're such a good husband. You are such a wonderful husband. Please. And relationship is the thing that God gave us. When God created man, I don't want to flog it because I'm not dealing on, you know. In the Garden of Eden, Adam was with animals. For those of you who say, my friend is my daddy bear, my friend is my cat, and my friend is my monkey. God looked at Adam with monkey and cat and said, Adam, the way you are is not good. I'm not talking about marriage, I'm not talking about sex. He said, Adam, you need a social community, another human being that you can talk with. If you don't have a community that you can play with, then there is danger. Do you know why it looks as if suicide have increased? Yesterday, when we were coming back from Hussein, we discovered why. Before now, we gather together to play. Don't we? We gather together to play. In fact, Excel was sharing with us that where they stay, when everybody come back home, all of them will gather together, children will be playing together, and everybody will play. He said, because of armed robbers, nobody will come out again to play. So if you have problem, you don't have someone to share. I said to them, in our place, at home, we gather together. During Christmas, you move from one person's house, you eat in this person's house, you eat in this person's house, you eat in this person's house. That's why all of us in Nigeria like Christmas. We used to go for Christmas because everybody will come back, village and out, the whole place is fine. But now, because of this person is a witch, this person is a witch, everybody has gone. So when people have challenges, they don't have anybody to talk to. In fact, now we use it to boast. You say, you see, I live in Jerry, my Jerry. I stay alone. I'm in a gated community. I don't know my neighbor by my right. I don't know my neighbor by my friend. So your neighbor by your right may have been sick and in the hospital for weeks. You are not aware. So nobody, we are suspecting ourselves now. If I say, I'll suspect you. Maybe this one is witch. Which one is wizard? Now this one, throw me the whole thing. So the first currency that is physical is relationship. The second one is time. Time. Listen, if you have something you're supposed to do in 2 minutes and you refuse to do it, you have wasted time. If that thing will take you only 2 minutes, why don't you just do it? As against procrastination, I will do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. By the time you know it, tomorrow never comes. That's how I failed work. I told you the story at Hussein. I told you the story. I had exams to write on the second day, Monday. I had James Hardy Chase magazine to read on the 7th day, Saturday. The suspense was too much as I was reading. The thing was drawing me. My cousin, my brother, Enyina Yedwa, removed the magazine from my hand and said, you have all the time in this world. I can't forget it. His advice they gave me, I refused to take it. You have all the time in this world to read this magazine, to read this. But you see this exam, you don't have, I curse him. If I can borrow courses from someone, I borrow to curse him. Two of us wrote that work. And in there passed. Entered Anambra State University and Technology and started reading Architect. When it was time for me to collect my own exams, I went there. English language, F9. Mathematics, F9. Chemistry, F9. Biology, F9. Physics, F9. Religious knowledge, A1. Literature, A1. I love to tell stories. Literature, A1. You know what book I was reading? It took me another almost 10 years to pass that exams. That advice, am I forgetting? Am I not giving you that advice now? Time. So today, the children I used to go and visit in presentation, they used to call me Sister Katarina. When they saw me that I was in the same class, the first week, they told, Sister Katarina, what did you come to do? Shame, let me tell them. But by the time they saw, sir, that we were in the same class, they removed Sister by themselves. Nobody told them, they just removed Sister by themselves. I almost committed suicide. They used to come and find chair for me. When they saw that I was no more Sister Katarina, I was Katarina, when they come, they won't find chair for me again. Say, oh, so get chair. I beg now, school of us come on. Nobody be anybody's sister here. In university, do you have senior? If you waste time. Hey, the third one is work. Physical currencies. This one, they give you chores. Research have shown that children who do chores now do well with their lives. Even if your parents have house helps, if those house helps are the ones doing the work, they are learning, you are not learning. If those house were, you are not learning. Work. God gave Adam work. Work is worship. Work is partnership with God. Work is relationship. And then the last bit of it, so that we can. This is, you see, e-money. You see where it came? Number four, e-money. And then precious stones. Then you have paper money. That's now the one you are holding in your hand that some of us want to kill ourselves for. Look at where it came. Before you talk about nominal money. I learned this at Institute of Economic Affairs. Pastor Ben had been saying it. I won't have time to talk about all of this. Friends, look at me. We called you to tell you the truth. If you don't know how to do relationship, you have already sabotaged yourself. If there are people you are quarreling with, cursing, abusing, what you have done is that one major way God gave you to become everything you were created to be, you murdered it. I want you to lift your hand to heaven. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Not to throw away my life. Help me. Not to waste my space. Help me. Not to destroy my life. We are going to take very few prayers. Father, this time you have given me, may I not waste it. May I not waste it. May I not waste it. This time you have given me, may I not waste this my time. My helper, oh. My helper, oh. How many of you were in Edo State when Oshomole won the court case and became the governor? How many years ago was it? 12 years just passed in front of us and it just went like that. So don't tell me you are young. Don't tell me that. Where are you going? When do you want to start? First of all, let us begin to, every time, everywhere you have wasted time, ask the Lord to forgive you. Everywhere, ask Him to forgive you. Everywhere you wasted relationship, wasted time, looked down on work. You heard them today, they say undergraduates, they are driving cab. Everywhere you have wasted time, ask the Lord, forgive me. Opportunities I have lost, Lord, if you give me back, I won't blow it again. So we're going to sing this song, my helper, help me. Lord, opportunities I have lost out of ignorance. Where I was playing, I said, I'm a young person. I ask you to forgive me. Lord, give me those opportunities back. Hey.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.